Hello everyone, and welcome to week 10 of the What is Open class. This is your host Hisham Sirhan, and today's topic is interactive and collaborative learning. And as you just heard, we had some people collaborating with each other, they're talking with each other, and that's what we are focusing on this week. At the beginning of this week class, Abdullah presented his midterm project, which was really creative and interesting. I really liked it. He summarized what we have learned in the What is Open class up to this week using the Prezi website, which is a very interesting presentation tool on the web, and I think I might be using it in the future. And for this week, we also had an interesting guest speaker, Dr. Rita Oates, who talked about the EPALS project, which is the largest global learning network that enables K-12 schools and teachers from all around the world to collaborate with each other. And not only that, she emphasized a lot on the importance of collaboration. And one interesting example that she mentioned is that when two students use one computer, they usually learn more than when one student uses one computer. I thought Rita's presentation was really useful because it showed the importance of collaboration in the information age. She mentioned that the current collaborative activities in schools are basically are limited within either one classroom or within one school. And she mentioned like 5 graders would go read to one graders, and that's what they call collaboration in school. But she indicated that there is a need to widen the collaborative activities within schools to reach out for different places and languages from around the world. And this is what the EPALS website does. It helps teachers and instructors and schools from all around the world to find collaborative teachers from different places to collaborate with them and to make like 2 different classrooms from different countries work with each other, which I really found and think a very interesting and a very useful idea, which illustrate how the world is open. The other factor or the other things which makes EPALS really interesting is that it has policies and standards that that are used to protect students and individuals, teachers, to protect their privacy and to make sure that nothing unsuitable or nothing bad in the languages that might be shared or used within the system. And she mentioned that there are real people who look at applications and collaboration requests to make sure that the content and the collaboration projects are suitable and fit within the EPALS environment or system. She mentioned many good examples of collaborative or collaborations from different classes and from different countries, and how students in these classes help each other and learn about other student cultures and histories and basically even about their daily lives, what they ate for breakfast and what they did. And this is all widened, in my opinion, the view and the make students realize that there are different places around the world with different perspectives and views related to different issues. Let me also share in today's podcast general findings which I found interesting from one of the papers required for reading for this class. And the title of this paper is Interactive Technologies for Effective Collaborative Learning by Lee et al. And this article was published in 2006. And from this paper, let me share 2 general findings. which I found interesting. The first finding is that communication technologies such as emails and cell phones, while they can assist virtual teaming activities and they can improve the communication between students, there is a need. They are not fit for collaborative purposes without instructional purposes or the need for instructors. And the students have access to these communication tools, but that doesn't necessarily ensure that students would engage in active interactions for collaborating with each other. And this is where the role of instructors come. And the other finding is related that the nature of the team task should be taken into consideration when instructors select the technologies for collaborations. And what this finding relates to is that when a technology is used for collaboration, there should be some consideration to the contextual factors. Most of these factors relate to the task and the level of learners, whether they are advanced students or whether they are beginners, and also to the complexity of the domain. So not when a technology is successful and is effective for collaboration in one certain context, that doesn't mean, or it's not necessarily that this technology will be useful in different contexts. So there is a need to look and analyze and make for the task and the environment in which the technology should be used in order to assure or design the effective or select the effective, the most effective or the best technology for the task. My final thought for this week is that collaboration and interaction between students are very important to improve learning. And I also believe in the wisdom of the crowd, which indicate that the chances that a group of people achieve the right result is much higher than the chance of an individual to achieve the right results. I will leave you with the thought, and I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.